When President Obama took office in 2009, he was greeted by job losses and plummeting growth. 4 years later, the economy is growing slowly, and the job market is creeping slowly into recovery. Will he preside over a better economy in his second term? Danielle Kurtzleben, business and economics reporter for U.S. News and World Report, joins us live now to talk about it. How are you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Now, will the economy continue to recover?
Well, that really depends on what happens with Congress in these next couple of months. Because, of course, as we all know, the fiscal cliff is coming up on January 1st. And if that hits, it would, of course, not be an immediate effect. Unemployment wouldn't immediately spike. But it could mean a rougher economy for next year. If the full fiscal cliff were to happen, and that's not entirely likely, but it could happen, the economy would be sent into a recession next year. And eventually, according to the Congressional Budget Office, unemployment could climb up to 9% again or higher. So that is the bad side. The good side, I would point out, though, is that the economy is getting better. There's no question of it. The fundamentals are coming back, and the fundamentals are much better, I think one can pretty unequivocally say, compared to when President Obama took office.
Now, would this recession, if we were to enter another, be worse than the one we experienced already?
It doesn't appear that unemployment would climb quite as high, like I had said, and that's sort of, you know, the big indicator that a lot of people look at. And GDP growth is expected to slow down to negative 0.5%, I believe, next year. And no, it's not entirely as slow, but I believe that, I mean, the prevailing thought, of course, is this is a recession that we could foresee, and the question is, can we avert it, and how quickly, and how efficiently?
Well, the huge problem is the deficit, isn't it? And that it could grow to be even worse as we continue in the future, right?
Absolutely, yes. And that, of course, is the big problem. And really, it's just a question of balancing short-term issues with long-term issues, the short-term issues being, you know, how the economy is next year. But it's worth pointing out that if we don't stop spending the way that we are as a nation, it could hurt growth for a very long time and really hurt and really increase our interest payments, make the government's model just unsustainable. And that would be really bad for, as politicians say, our children and our grandchildren.
All right, Danielle, as always, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.